The helplessness was the most dreadful part of it, the feeling of absolute impotence in the face of evil. For the Americans, the shock of the gore was not unmanageable. For 4 months they'd been close to death. They'd seen killing, and many themselves had killed. But the emotional texture of warfare was vastly different from that of prisonerhood. Fighting, even fighting a losing battle, was mercifully busy work. There was always something to do, and having something to do could be a godsend. It kept one's mind off the brutal panorama. It kept the focus on martial craft and the necessities of personal survival. Not being able to take action, to save oneself or one's comrades, not being able to pick up a weapon and strike back, was a terrible, unnatural feeling. Prostration and inactivity violated everything they had learned as soldiers. "It did something to us," Abraham said. "It's hard to describe. We'd been exposed to a whole new world. We saw these things, but we couldn't react. We could only watch and shuffle away, grumbling under our breath. Our minds were full of questions that didn't seem to have answers. The anger burned us up inside.